Cities are full of music. But can cities also be music? Composer and philosopher David Rothenberg would say yes. Absolutely.
Well, you can think about the history of noise used as music. Pierre Schaeffer in Paris, right after World War II, came up with the idea of musique concrète, music made out of actual concrete sounds in the real world. And back then, he was just playing records he had made, actual vinyl records of train sounds. And he said, just listen to this train whistle. Let's change the speed. Let's repeat it. You know, it becomes like a musical moment. People were quite skeptical. Towards the end of his life, he lived a very long time. He sort of thought that it was a complete failure. Now you can do this on your phone. A friend of mine was recording sounds of buses pulling out using this microphone designed to record bats, very high-frequency sounds. And it turns out the buses are making all these super high-frequency sounds we can't hear. You lower the pitch, it really sounds incredibly beautiful. Like a sort of choir singing, you know. One particular way of describing sounds, it actually comes out of the Pierre Schaeffer tradition, it's the notion of the Shahrawaji effect. An idea from garden design in the 18th century. Perfect beauty that it was planned and unplanned. It was accidental but exact. Like when you're making music and the subway doors are in the same key as the music you're making, or maybe you hear the mixture of noises that somehow is beautiful. Any of these recordings, in the moment it seems to make sense. I feel like I'm going for this mystery effect. You come to a place, the mixture of sounds is so perfect, you go like, aha, this is it. Can't describe what it is, but we've got it here.
I wish I could hear the world the way David Rothenberg does. And his sound addict friends, like Matthew Adickman. He was our source for those high-frequency bus sounds.